This is Free Talk Live, Friday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything that we have on the website is completely free. And it is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And again, join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots to talk about tonight. On the way, the Libertarian Party. I posted something over at hammeroftruth.com today. We're going to explain why it is that we've promoted the Republican Liberty Caucus on the air on Free Talk Live, and they've got a permanent link on our guest page on our website, but yet the Libertarian Party's nowhere to be found. There must be a reason. We'll explain coming up. Also on the way, man, which you've got some pretty, well, I don't know if they're, I guess they're expected at this point, some pretty expected statistics from the American people and what they think about this whole phone tapping fiasco. Very disturbing stuff.
It is disturbing stuff. The statistics are what the scariest part is.
Also, from over in Baghdad, looks like the soldiers have a little Bible study group going on. We'll tell you what their rules to live by are. They're trying to abstain from sexual things. Also, in the world of sex, a porn store has been shut down in Oklahoma over alleged obscenity violations. And news from MySpace, yet another teenager has been arrested for marijuana possession based on the fact that he had a picture of himself smoking a bong on MySpace. So all of that and more. And Johnson has just rolled in here.
I know if I were to abstain from everything sexual, I'd probably want to kill a bunch of innocent people too.
Well, Johnson, I'm not sure what you brought in tonight. I think you wanted to talk about net neutrality.
I do want to talk a little bit about net neutrality, but there's something I actually brought in to talk about last week that we never got around to that I would really like to talk about this week, and that is principles versus rules.
Okay, we'll see if we can get to all that. It's a lot for 3 hours. 800-259-9231, and of course, whatever you want to bring up. Let's start with the statistics, man, which there was, I guess, a phone poll that was done. Oh, by the way, speaking of other statistics, another poll recently, I think Harris Interactive, found that the approval rating of the president has now dropped below 30%. It is now at 29%.
29? He's down in the 20s.
Right.
It's cold down there.
So what's the news on the phone taps?
By Susan G. Awakening this morning to the astounding news that nearly two-thirds of Americans are A-OK with being spied upon, I hastily threw together a top-10 list of talking points as to why average citizens should worry about this. The NSA's logging of millions and millions of phone calls has many drawbacks. I'm sure that I'm not listing here, but off the top of my head, here's some obvious fundamental problems that all Americans should worry about with this program. One, it's inefficient. As networking analyst Veldas Krebs said, as reported on defensetech.org, if you're looking for a needle, making the haystack bigger is counterintuitive. It just doesn't make any sense. It's costly. It is, according to William M. Arkin of the Washington Post, a multi-billion-dollar program which began before 9/11, but has accelerated since then. An exact cost, of course, will never be pinned down because it's operating in the shadows.
Right.
But it's safe to assume that this administration's track record, that it's mind-blowing and borrowed from your great-great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
It's been lied about, repeatedly. This fact alone should give all Americans pause. Common sense should tell us that you only lie if you suspect you're doing something wrong. Otherwise,
yes,
come clean on the extent of the program and justify it to citizens. You can live without details of specific operations that would alert the evildoers, but we should not be asked to accept the level of intrusion without a full and truthful, from the beginning, account of who's being spied upon and why. I'm not sure about the lied about part. Her reasoning behind it. They are lying.
Yeah.
But you could be, instead of lying because you believe you're doing something wrong, you could be lying to cover up your clandestine activities because you are a spy organization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's illegal. According to constitutional scholars, and it is, I have another article on that, and I'll get into it later.
I bet the president disagrees with that.
Of course he does, but the president doesn't decide what's legal and what's illegal.
Wait, but he says he's the decider.
No, he's not.
He is the law, man.
He is the law enforcement. He's not he doesn't decide what's legal and what's illegal.
He
That's
is judge,
Congress's
jury,
job.
And the law.
You'd be wrong about that. I'm the decider.
Yeah, he certainly acts like he is. And last time I checked, the president was not above the law, setting a precedent of approval law-breaking by approved law-breaking by any citizen, no matter how powerful that citizen is bad for a nation. The information is not only available to the government, but to all subcontractors involved in the program, which Arkin estimates to be at least 100. What level of employees at each subcontracting company has access to your records and can sell that data as unknown because there is no oversight of this program because it's secret.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Good
All
question.
That information.
Indeed.
Given the state of one-party rule in this country, and which Americans voted on, some people say that the voting machines were rigged, but, you know, in which lobbyists write their own legislation and the president signs it and seems... Not unlikely that this data is being shared with corporations, letting health insurers know how often you call your doctor, your pharmacy, your physical therapist, your mental health counselor. Seems ripe for a situation for coverage denial.
Yeah, they're not doing that, but they're saying that's possible. They're saying that's something they could do.
Could. They may have.
Well, that would take a lot of data extraction. I mean, that would take a lot of research to figure out whose numbers are what and who you've been calling and...
Probably true.
And there's a lot of, since they have billions of records, I mean, the odds that they're paying attention to who you're making calls
but
to.
But you're saying that the government might provide somebody with that information. What if one of these hundreds of contractors that are involved in this operation get the information and they cull through it
and
they make a list?
Can do that. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they could very well make a list. The government, you know, the bureaucrats are never going to get around to making any kind of useful lists for companies. But.
Well, the government's notorious for doing things with your personal information that you have no idea in general that they're doing. For instance, I recently had to set up one of these fictitious name things for businesses. And I sent in the information, the $50. I had to do it in order to open a bank account, otherwise I wouldn't have done it. But I sent in the $50, and apparently it's not registering a corporation, it's just alerting people that you've created this fictitious name, whatever that means. I'm not even sure what the relevance of it is. But the point is, I gave them Free Talk Live and then the address for Free Talk Live, and all of a sudden, within 2 or 3 days from sending that information in, My mailbox was stuffed full of credit card offers, was stuffed full of credit card processing offers for businesses and that sort of thing. Like, hey, there's a new business around.
Yippee.
Who sold my name and information?
The government did.
They did. Not only did they take $50 from me to register that name, but they also then flipped it right over and made extra bucks off of all the different companies that want to sell me services. Disgusting. I didn't consent to that, but then again, I didn't know they were going to do that in the first place. I never signed any sort of an agreement that allowed them to do it. They just do it because they can. The same thing with your driver's license here in Florida. I'm sure it's the same way in other states. When you send in your info to your driver's license, if you don't specifically tell them that you don't want your information sold, they'll sell it.
Hmm.
They don't care.
You know, a private company generally reveals whether or not they're going to be selling your information.
No, not. I don't know if that's generally true.
But the government doesn't want to reveal that. After all, how else are they going to promote their do not call lists and do not mail lists?
Is there more to this mail?
There are. Number 7, businesses should worry that the logging of phone calls to, say, a company under consideration for buyout would be shared with a bigger GOP donor who's a competitor. Same with the R&D research. Same for calls to limousine services and hookers. Given the fact... given the fact that it's being touted as the world's largest database, in the, it's likely... It's highly unlikely this, we're simply talking about a log of phone calls made. It's probably not targeting just who you called or who called you. Emails, instant messaging, text messaging are also possible data being tracked.
So the suggestion there is that we only are seeing the tip of an iceberg.
And it's been said many times in the, today that I've read. Blackmail opportunities are ripe. Government employees, politicians, employees of subcontractors, all could conceivably have information not necessarily on you, but on, say, your congressional rep that would guarantee votes and legislation not in your best interest.
Now, did you have more information on the actual statistics as far as what Americans thought about all this? I mean, it's overwhelming support. We're going to explore that.
2/3.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular job a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And we invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. Over 100,000 posts. And over 1,200 people are interacting there. Totally free, bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Talking about the NSA and the spying, the wholesale distribution of your phone records directly to the NSA, if you've got virtually any phone company in America, with the exception of Quest, they're the one company that deserves some serious applause for rebuffing the NSA when they came knocking for your phone records. So they've got a hold of your records, and it looks like, according to an ABC poll, that a majority, in fact, a strong majority of Americans, think that's just peachy keen. In fact, we're going to get into a little bit of those statistics here, but man, what you're going down to 10 reasons why it is this is a bad idea.
Well,
we're on number 8 or something.
I think we're on number 10.
Okay.
Susan G. here, who writes this article, has made a great point up until this point. Number 10 is, it's un-American. This level of spying is just gut-level creepy, especially since there's no oversight. When people and agencies are desperate as Joe Scarborough, the ACLU, and conservative Chicago Tribune are up in arms together, there's something wrong with the basic level with such a program, and it's crying out for oversight.
Hmm.
Now, I also have Jonathan Turley, who's a law professor of George Washington University. He's an expert in constitutional law and legal ethics. He specializes in legal services for defendants in cases involving classified material.
Okay.
Sounds pretty qualified, right?
Sure.
Okay. Well, he's got classified material experience, and he's a constitutional law expert.
So what about
Turley appeared as a guest on MSNBC's Countdown to help explain the legal issues with NSA's ongoing collection of billions of phone calls and tens of millions of Americans. The Communications Act of 1934 states the phone companies cannot give out information on its customers' calling habits. Examining the possible legality of the NSA program, Jonathan Turley says, if what was reported in USA Today is true, it seems to me, once again, to violate federal law. Turley concludes, I've spent a day now looking for the possible authority that they would use for this operation, and I've come up with nothing.
But what can be done about it?
Nothing.
I mean, the other woman's calling for oversight. What does that mean? I mean, having some team, some task force of bureaucrats looking at the program? I mean, I don't know if I feel good about oversight. Let's just get rid of the NSA entirely.
I think you and I agree that the NSA doesn't really hold any...
Right.
Have any use in a free America.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jamie in Kentucky. Jamie Told You So, I believe. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson and Manwich.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Good, hey, Jamie. What's on your mind?
Oh, this NSA makes me sick.
It does?
Yes.
You mean you're not one of the 63% of Americans that believe that it's okay?
No.
A lot of people do.
I'm on a quest to get people to change the quest.
That's cute, Jamie. What do you got to hide, man?
Well, I don't have nothing to hide.
I see. Well, why don't you just want to give up all your phone records then? Who cares?
Well, it's like this. It's my right, my privilege, my privacy.
But it's terrorism, man. We got to stop terrorism.
I know. That's what George Bush thinks. We're really the terrorists to him.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's why he wants to spy.
Yeah, that's kind of an insult, isn't it? I mean, that's an interesting point, Jamie.
Well, that's what he's doing to us.
Isn't it a slap in the face to the American people to suggest that, you know, we think you're all suspects, so we're going to take all your phone records and take a look at them?
Yes.
You know, it would be really valuable information for me as, you know, a business person to be able to listen in and track the calls of my competitors.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love that. I wonder if the Republicans are doing that.
You mean they might be handing this information to their business buddies?
Well, not just their business buddies, but they might be listening in on the Democrats.
Sure.
Find out what they're doing. What's going on there?
Hello.
Hey, we're here, man.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think George Bush needs to be impeached real fast, or this country's going to go down the tubes real fast. Yeah.
Oh, I think that it would be a good thing for him to be impeached, but I think the country will go down the tubes with or without him at the helm.
I mean, what are we going to get? We're going to get a...
Dick Cheney?
You know.
He'll be shooting at us.
Yeah, we'll have shooting people in the face. You know, either that or we're gonna get Dick Cheney and then what?
Then some Democrat will get elected in 2008.
Yeah, exactly. And then some Democrat. And you thought the government was big? Now, guess what? It's gonna grow in all sorts of new areas.
Yeah, that's
true. Well, before I leave, I got one thing to say.
Do it, Jamie.
I'm gonna get kind of biblical here.
All right.
In the Revelation, this is where I stand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got their views.
That's right. Go ahead.
Where it says when people worship the beast, it's the government.
Interesting. Interesting. Thank you, Jamie. We appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. That is toll free. 1-800-259-9231. Certainly, whether or not you believe the beast is the government or not, the government does not deserve to be worshipped at all. It deserves to be feared, and it deserves to be controlled. Because it's a danger. What is it that George Washington said? Like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master?
Yes.
That's a quote. Let's go to the Amplifier Only line to Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Good, Eric. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been following the NSA thing on my blog all week. And you mentioned in the first segment the polls from ABC. I hadn't seen that one, but I saw the one from the Washington Post, which is...
It's the same one. It's the same one.
Oh, is it? Okay. It's really wacky because it starts off by saying that 63% of Americans are okay with the spying program, and then it says a slightly larger majority, 66%, would not be bothered if the NSA collected records of their personal calls. But then it says 51%, only 51% approve of the way Bush is handling privacy matters.
Hmm.
So which is it? I mean, it is a privacy matter, but you're okay with it. It makes no sense.
Yeah, there's like 16 points of deviation in that.
Well, I guess what you could point out is that someone might be able to make the claim that, well, I don't feel like my privacy is being violated by them simply having a list of the numbers that I'm calling. They could make that claim. I mean, that might be that 16%.
Maybe they have problems with other programs that are Bush's spying programs. You know, there are plenty of other programs that invade our privacy, you know, like wiretaps and, you know, other, you know, things, no-knock raids that go on now.
Sure.
I mean, those types of things might be more what that other, what was it, 16% we said?
Yeah.
That might be that gap.
Right. On the scale of privacy invasion, you know, this is certainly not the most invasion, the biggest invasion they could make, but it is for sure a privacy invasion.
Yeah. Now, last week, as of last week at some point, there was three possible inquiries going on. We had the EFF inquiry, we had a separate DOJ inquiry, and then we had the possibility of congressional inquiries. Well, I spoke with the EFF today, and they received word early this morning that the government was filing their dismissal papers by 5 p.m. today. So
this is for the secret. This is for the secret get out of jail free card, essentially, that they have, saying we've got government secrets, so throw this case out.
Exactly. So that one's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this DOJ one, which I'm not familiar with, but what it sounds like is the DOJ was trying to use their internal affairs department to investigate that their lawyers who were working with the NSA were acting ethically. And that's been dismissed because the NSA failed to give the internal affairs department the proper security clearance.
Which so essentially like there's only one court case remaining?
Well, the only other option at this point is to get our congressmen and senators to hold public hearings, and it sounds like they're going to use the Hayden confirmation hearings as a test bed for possible future hearings.
I don't have my hopes up when it comes to Congress, that's for sure. More coming back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Long's, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You join us online, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with brand new Shriners recently added. You can go and take a look. We got validated ladies on the Shrine. That means they sent us their photo. And in the photo, they're proving that they listen to the show. That's what validation is all about. And you can become a Shriner. Any lady qualifies. Age, height does not matter. Color does not matter. We just
two X chromosomes.
Right. We just want you on the Shrine. We want you to be a lady. Okay. So, freetalklive.com. We're talking about the NSA, the spying. Apparently, an ABC News Washington Post poll has revealed that 63% of Americans say the secret program is justified. 35% saying it is unjustified. As our last caller reported, 51% approve of the way President Bush is handling the protection of privacy rights, while 47% disapprove. Then, let's see, this doesn't mean privacy intrusions aren't a concern. Nearly half of the public, 45%, say the government is not doing enough to protect Americans' rights as it investigates terrorism. This concern is far higher than it was in 2000 and 2003. Despite such concerns, however, the public continues to place a high priority on terrorism investigations than a higher priority on terrorism investigations than on privacy intrusions. 65% of Americans say it's more important for the government to investigate possible threats, even if that intrudes on personal privacy. So consistently, 65% of Americans ready to just give up all of their privacy, or at least a decent chunk of it. In fact, give up an amount that they didn't even realize they were giving up. Because that's really one of the more despicable parts of this whole program, is that nobody knew about it until USA Today broke the news, essentially. And that's actually addressed down here in a bit. The phone records program is, moreover, not seen as intrusive. Two-thirds of Americans say it wouldn't bother them if the NSA had a record of the phone numbers that they had called. A third would be bothered, and a quarter say it would bother them a lot. The intensity on the sentiment is in the administration's favor. 41% feel strongly that the program is acceptable. Then the number who feel strongly that it's unacceptable, 24%.
You know, this whole program, you know, what's interesting to me is that we see the politicians that are making all these decisions, and we keep finding out that most of our politicians are liars.
Yeah, people have been finding that out for decades.
You know, we have these lying scumbags in government, and, you know, they all have these, you know, sordid histories, and they're all involved in scandals, and they all have all these problems. So these are the immoral people who are running the country. So we've got that on one hand, and we have you know, people crying out for moral reform of our government,
mm-hmm.
on one hand. On the same hand, on the other hand, they're saying in the same sentence that we want to give these people more opportunities to get more information about our lives and spy into our business. These people who are completely devoid of any sort of moral compass are the people who the Americans just want deciding.
Well, not only are we handing over all this this authority and this information to people with no moral compass, to these bad, lying politicians, they're also handing over the control of all this information, the taking of this information, to a group of people that we don't even know, period.
Well,
NSA. Who are these guys?
Yeah, but for some reason, the American people implicitly trust these folks. Why?
It's the myth of government. It's the mystique, this love for government that we're taught from day one in government school, that government's here to protect, government's here to serve, and there must be good people in government, they say.
Here's the real question that needs to be asked. The question that needs to be asked is, how do we get people to stop trusting the government?
Great question.
That's what really needs to be focused on. I think a lot more people need to focus on that and come up with ideas of how can we convince people you need to stop trusting the government. Because that's what really needs to happen. I mean, that's really the biggest problem right now, is the fact that people just implicitly trust this government.
We can say for sure, and to answer that question, we can say for sure that the fact that every single year there's new corruption scandals, there's new black eyes on the face of government.
But that doesn't seem to be having an effect.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It doesn't seem to matter how many government officials go down in a blaze of glory, or a blaze of embarrassment. It doesn't affect people. They just vote for the other party. They think that this new guy that's running is going to be different for some reason. Somehow we're going to have to convince the American people that government, period, is bad. It doesn't matter who's in charge.
That, too. And I think the other thing that happens that I find interesting is that when you start to talk about not trusting the government, right, whenever you hear somebody say, I don't trust the government, the first thing that most people make as kind of an association is, oh, this person's probably a little kooky.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that needs to be focused on, and a solution needs to come up for that as well.
Well, obviously we're going to do what little we can here on Free Talk Live to help persuade people into realizing that the government is inefficient and stupid and dangerous. Beyond us and beyond some of the other media outreach organizations out there, that's all I can really think of. But if you've got an idea as to how we can help educate the public that the government is not the solution to our problems in America, please chime in at 1-800-259-9231.
I'd just like to posit that it probably has a lot to do with the language and the communication somehow. Somehow the language that we've been using to say, don't trust the government, has expired. It's past its time, and a new way of approaching that subject and thinking about it needs to happen. I don't know what that is, but I'm just throwing it out there because maybe some smart folks in our
audience. I know we got smart people listening, for sure. 1-800-259-9231. Just a couple more interesting statistics from the ABC poll. Apparently, 56% of Americans say disclosing the program, the NSA spying program, was a good idea for the media to do. But that means 42% say it was the wrong idea. There's 42% of Americans that think the media was in the wrong by even letting us know that this was going on. And also,
isn't
of course,
the media's job?
Well, yeah, the media's job is to be the watchdog of the government, is to point out how inefficient and stupid it is, which it doesn't usually do a very good job at. But in the case where they actually do it, these people recoil back and they say, what are you doing? This is our government. We need to protect them. And in fact, of course, who is it that's making these calls? It's 8 in 10 conservatives. They did the poll down party lines, and they found that 80% of conservatives think this program is just peachy. 6 in 10 moderates agree.
Now, I wonder about this is it always interests me. What if Bill Clinton was doing this?
Then it would be the reverse. Then it would be 8 out of 10 Democrats saying this
is
a good idea.
You can't give look, fools. You cannot give power to one party who happens to be in office now.
Oh, but wasn't Bill Clinton doing this? Didn't they find out
actually,
that this has been going
back?
He was
doing it, but it was he was using the FISA courts.
Okay.
I mean, he was following what the rules that are put in place is, from what I understand.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Niall in Utah. Niall, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Oh, come on, Ian. I love the government. Okay, I have the answer for that, how you can convert folks to freedom.
Okay, considering you've recently been converted.
Yes, and it's a very disturbing process you have to go through. If you're a person who believes in truth and doing the right thing and absolutes, you will find freedom because there's no other conclusions to draw.
But what's the best way to lead them there? I mean, you know, you've got to point them in the right direction.
The first thing you should look at is this person interested in the truth? Is this person interested in doing the right thing? And if either one of those is no, you have nothing to talk about.
So if the person is just backing up the NSA, just thinking that this whole security state thing is a good idea, should we even bother talking to them?
If they can back it up logically, then talk to them about that. But if they're giving you reasons that don't make sense, just feel good, they say it's
true.
That's
what they all are. All a bunch of feel good crap.
And then these folks, these folks, you just can't talk to them because they're not interested in either doing the right thing or acknowledging logic.
Hang on, Niall. I'm going to come back to you. 800-259-9231.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Archives are there, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you get them right there, front page of the website. There's no logging in, no membership fee, totally free, freetalklive.com. We go back to Niall in Utah. Niall, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, so did you have something else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to. I had to call in and give kudos to the Swedes who are standing up to their socialist government. The Swedes seem to take quite a bit of Sweden in general. You know, folks in that country seem to take a lot of pride in denying any kind of religion, but they turn around and worship the state exactly how Marx would like them to have it. These Swedes who we hear about standing up for what they believe in, what they know to be true, it's just awesome. And the reason why is because Swedes are smart. Swedes are good folks. And,
well, now, wait a minute.
I love
this. Now, wait a minute. You can't make blanket statements like that. I mean, there's no evidence that Swedes are necessarily, I don't think, any smarter than anyone else.
Then they wouldn't have all those socialists
right.
Running around.
Well, that's very true.
Our Swedish listeners are smart.
Nothing to back this up, and it's completely my own prejudice because I'm a Scandinavianist. I love to hear Swedes calling. I know Swedish. I read their newspapers frequently. And I just love to hear from them.
Well, fantastic. Of course, you're referring to the story we talked about yesterday where some of our listeners were protesting a socialist, some sort of socialist protest. It was like a counter-protest and they were harassed by the cops. And so you were just saying exactly. Congratulations to them for standing up to the authorities.
You know, I just have to tell them, I know they love their home country, and there's a lot to love about it, but they need to get to the free state.
You know, I know there's a number of them that are actually planning on doing that.
And it's probably warmer there.
Maybe so. Niall, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, as always.
And 800. They need to bring their meatballs with them.
1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything to Wayne in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Good, Wayne.
All right.
I've got a rant. I read an article the other day in sfgate.com.
Okay.
And it's entitled, "Want to Change the World? Make Gas $10 a Gallon." And in
Whoa.
This article, yeah, isn't that unbelievable? And so basically the article, he's saying that that gas should just be $10 a gallon no matter what the going rate for oil is on the market.
Why?
And, well, he thinks that you know, people will start driving more efficient cars and all this, and we won't have so many problems with our foreign policy.
This but guy sounds like a genius.
Oh, yeah, completely. But here's the kicker. At the end of the article, he starts getting into guns. Mm-hmm. Saying how they should ban guns, and at first there'd be all this crime, but then a few years later, all of a sudden there won't be any more crime.
Right.
Because you'll actually have gotten rid of all the guns.
The guns will go away.
Right?
Yeah.
Poof, the guns
exactly.
are gone.
Like they are in Great Britain. Oh, wait, no, crime's still on the rise.
Yeah, he says, this is I'll read a little bit to you so you can hear this. This is unbelievable.
Okay.
How people can think this way. Obviously, it's coming from the left coast, so I'll qualify that, but he says...
Understood.
You know what would happen if guns, all guns everywhere, were banned outright tomorrow? Well, right off, nothing much. Criminals would still commit crimes. Lawsuits would skyrocket. The NRA would shoot itself in the face in screaming protest. Crime rates would dance all over the map. It would be a little ugly, but then something remarkable would happen.
Oh?
Over a short blip of time, say 10 or 20 years, as gun manufacturing ceased and the culture of gun violence died down, and our favorite death object was less visible in the news and on video games and on TV and in every modern aspect of life, well, guess what? Guns would begin to disappear.
So he doesn't just want to ban guns. He wants to also ban icons. He wants to ban them from games. He wants to ban them from television as well.
I have an interesting answer to this. Let me ask you a question. Can you name for me a country, any country on the planet, where murder is legal?
Well, it depends on who does it.
Yeah, if it's the government, then
it's
okay.
If it's the government, but for the most part, murder is illegal in every single country in the world. And if we were to outlaw guns, the government would still be able to have guns, right? I mean, that's the way those gun laws work. So, murder is illegal planet-wide. Still happens. I think even if we were to make guns illegal planet-wide... we'd still have guns.
Of course.
If we really wanted to cut down crime, we shouldn't outlaw guns. We should make drugs legal.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. That would be a huge step in the right direction.
It's what would work.
And, of course, this man, whoever wrote this article, he's just living in a fantasy land, as though that if you ban guns, that 10 years later, everybody's just going to forget about them because they're going to be out of the news.
Yeah, SF Gate is, I believe, out of San Francisco.
Yes,
so
it is.
Fantasy world.
His name is Mark Morford, who wrote the article, and we can probably... change his last name to whatever we want there, but I just find it unbelievable that people can connect these dots this way.
And, you know, what's really unfortunate, and I'm going to kind of bring up a weird side issue here, but what's really unfortunate is that in San Francisco is overrun by a liberal philosophy, which is really particularly unfortunate because they're not pro-freedom, and I think that especially the gay movement could stand to benefit from hearing about a libertarian viewpoint. Because
really,
there are plenty of liberals, you know, and plenty of people on the Democratic side who are anti-gay.
Yeah,
and I think that, you know,
we definitely need to do more gay outreach in the libertarian movement, for sure.
Absolutely.
And
you should
yeah,
be in charge
obviously.
Of that.
The other thing is, I think that people are so caught up in the twiddly-dee versus twiddly-dumb mentality that that's with the box that their brain is in right now is the only box they think there is.
Yep. And the reason why this guy who's writing this article thinks that thinks this way is because he is used to thinking he knows best what's right for America. And so whatever he thinks is right must be infallible because he thought of it. Wayne, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, speaking of libertarians and their outreach, we're going to explain why it is the Libertarian Party, on a national level at least, refuses to come on Free Talk Live. Coming up.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. The Friday edition. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like what we're doing on the show? Well, you can vote for us. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a once-a-month sort of a thing. I think we're still ranked at number 2 over there at Podcast Alley.
Can't move out of that number 2 slot.
We can with your vote. If you go to vote.freetalklive.com, all it takes is an email address and maybe a minute of your time. And it makes a big difference because the longer we're up high on that top 10, the more new listeners we're going to get, the more people coming across the message of freedom and liberty. It's a good thing. Vote.freetalklive.com. We're going to talk about the LP, Libertarian Party, and why they refuse, the National Party at least, refuses to come on Free Talk Live. That's coming up. But first, Bill in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Johnson and Manwich. Hey, Bill.
I just want to respond to the last caller.
Sure.
You know, I hear people talk about, you know, banning guns, be it in their town or state or globally.
Right.
And it just can't be a very well thought out position. They can't have sat down and given it any thought.
No, it's all based on emotion.
Well, I mean, you know, you got to think about it. You know, I'm sure they're thinking about, you know, the scary military guns, the black ones, and, you know, handguns and things like that that fire cartridges. But then there's also, you know, muzzle-loading firearms and air guns and BB pistols.
Well, it was totally obvious in the guy's article. The entire thing he was doing was speculating.
Oh,
so,
sure. I mean, they always do that. They don't.
I mean, basically, he was writing science fiction.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they sit somewhere in a room and they get high and they think about, you know, how we can all, you know, bring peace and love to the world if we can only be one with nature and the universe, and it's just, it all flushes down the toilet once they sober up. You know, you can't put the genie back in the bottle and say, no one's ever going to figure out how to take a piece of pipe and a firecracker and jam something down there after it and light it off and shoot somebody with it.
Right.
And they don't understand that guns are that simple.
Even if we took away every gun, you're saying that Americans would build more.
Oh, yeah.
In their garages.
Oh, yeah.
With gunpowder and
scrap metal. There's plenty of people out there who build guns. I mean, it's perfectly legal to do that.
Not only would hobbyists be building their own guns, but last night we talked about the pot cave, man, which with 200-yard grow rooms full of marijuana plants. I mean, there's no doubt that the mafia would start a underground gun manufacturing business, if you will.
The
guns would the prices of the guns would skyrocket. They might be a little more likely to blow up in your face than they ever were, but nonetheless, people will be making and selling guns if we make them illegal. There's no doubt.
Probably even more. I mean, look at what happens every time the government tries to ban something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done so well with alcohol and drug prohibition.
Right.
And now guns would be a wash in the street. Every five-year-old would have a gun.
Yeah, well, it's certainly possible. And there would certainly be gun pushers on school campuses.
Sure, because there'd be money. It's not about the guns. It's about the money and the power. It always will, you know, has been and always will be. Every time the government gets in charge of something, it just they do completely the opposite.
Now, somebody could be really skeptical here and say, well, you're just saying that because you deal with guns for a living. You just want to keep your business going.
I mean, anybody could make a gun, you know. People are going to fill that niche. There's going to be a business vacuum.
Would you do it?
If I get out of it, somebody else is going to go into it.
What if they make guns illegal, would you make your own?
Would I make my own? Absolutely.
Right on.
It's my right.
Absolutely. It's your right to defend yourself with whatever means necessary. Bill, thanks for the call, man. Hour number two coming up. You take control of the show. Whatever you want to talk about goes. 800-259-9231. We're going to explore the reason why the National Libertarian Party refuses to come on the air with Free Talk Live. Coming up, you won't believe the reason. It's really petty. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're